Come see me live. I'll be in Irvine, California at the Irvine Improv, January 17th to the 19th. Schaumburg, Illinois at the Chicago Improv, February 13th to the 16th. For more information, go to BobbyLee.com.
BobbyLeeLive.com.
Let's start from the top.
No, BobbyLeeLive.com.
Let's go BobbyLeeLive.com.
Okay, let's
enjoy the theme song.
We'll keep that.
Enjoy the theme song.
You want to start?
5, 4, 3, 2.
No soul,
one.
No soul, no soul. Tres papaya here with my friends, and I'm doing the jaya. I didn't know what to rhyme with paya, but you know what? Mm. In improv, you add information, and sometimes it doesn't work. Let's start over.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the podcast and the fun and games. You guys, I'm in such a really good mood, I think. I'm peppy. I'm grounded. I'm altruistic. Oh.
Okay.
I'm altruistic. I'm white.
What?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel, you know, I'm so appreciative right now. And I know you guys don't like the Grateful Game. I know when you guys go, oh, Bobby's happy, he's grounded, he's doing the Grateful Game. We like it when he's sad and up against the wall fighting his way out. But no, not today. Today is about truthism. Today is about connections, man. And I want to say something on group level, if I may. The best.
Me?
Yeah. I'm saying right now, man, if I didn't have her, I probably wouldn't have survived this ordeal the last 2 or 3 months that I've been going through.
I'm fucking dying, though.
She's dying, and she's she's dying, and she's emotionally drained.
My soul has dimmed.
She's done. She's dipped below
my
the
fire
level.
Fire is going out.
The fire's gone, and now it's cold weathering this, man. It's sad. But you know what, dude? You're an icicle, baby. Mm-hmm. And that's all I give a fuck about, you know? You, mm-hmm. Your face has gotten more three-dimensional.
Three-dimensional? So it's grown.
Because for years, I thought you were just a line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you would face me somewhere, and I go, what's that line? And then you'd face me, and I go, oh.
Hi, Bobby.
It's a real face, you know what I mean? So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you know what? I should stop making fun of your fucking fucked up face, because on camera,
no, keep doing it.
It's going to look so much more fucked up. It's going to be great.
Okay.
You
look at him. He has no pores.
Oh, he's poreless.
So unfair.
It's so unfair. We've got these two groovy dudes.
Groovy dudes.
Yeah, they're country people, man. I love it.
All right, all right.
And we've got somebody, a guest here that I have to be honest with you. I think that I have always had the eye. I've always been able to look at a young person and go, "There's something about that." And people would call me all the time, "Don't support her."
Like
they would call me,
executives.
Yeah.
You would call.
Oh no, like you know, someone like you know Elon Musk or somebody, or you know what I mean, one of those types.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, don't support her. I go, why? We don't know. I go, you don't see it. I see it. You know,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
one
yeah.
of kind of those kind of things. And she also when she's performing, especially, she reminds me of me, how I perform.
Wow.
And just the vibe and stuff. And I've always really just, and you know, she was with me. I was doing shows with this guest. Even when I wasn't doing well, and I was kind of like, you know, when the rooms were half filled, but you were still there with me. And so I feel like I struggled with you. I do. What's your name again? No, I'm kidding. She is the new host of Talk Soup.
The Soup.
No, it's called The Soup. It's called The Soup, but I want to call it Talk Soup. And, you know, I have to say that that is just such a good news. It You know, it's so
It feels like a win for us as well.
Yeah.
A win for the family.
Mm. It's a win for Tiger Belly. And it's also the first time when something really great happened to somebody where I was 100% no, like, why not me? You know how sometimes you get, you know, somebody gets something, mm-hmm. That's the first thing. I literally don't have that. It was like, finally, to me. Aww. And
but also, you think like, of course, Jade. Of
yeah,
course.
There's no... And I know who you beat out of there. I want to say it.
I want to know.
Yeah, but I'll tell you later.
Maybe later.
But so that's no easy task, lady. What you did, you survived all that bullshit comedy store, sexism, male dominated bullshit, and you fucking rose out of that, man. And that's fucking amazing. I want to say her name, Jade Catapretta.
Oh my
Give
God,
her
I
a round
talk.
Of applause. Yay, Jade. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
How do you feel changed or do you feel the same?
I feel so much better. Everyone is sucking my dick. It's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
My first time I was ever on a lineup with Whitney at the Comedy Store was this weekend.
Wow.
In my 11 years of doing stand-up.
Wow. Yeah. And I love it because now you get to hop over people there. And there's
been
no
very exciting.
There's no way they can't give you a spot.
No, it's like the spots have been like an 8 o'clock spot on a Friday is like, ooh, baby.
Right. You like
for,
that?
Yeah. For people who don't like care about stand up and are just using stand up to get ahead, like they don't care. But for me, that's like what I dreamt. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing all this so I could do that.
Yeah.
So it's for me, it's like I was looking around the other day, like on stage, just not believing what I could do. And I, you know, when I love you, you know, I love you so much. I didn't know all this shit was happening with you. I just hadn't seen you.
Yeah. I was, I took a little sabbatical. You know, I had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I lost a bunch of weight and I had a lot of stuff. But you know what, man? Honestly, for the first time in my fucking life, and I don't want to cry right now, but I've been crying a lot.
That's good. You're releasing some stuff.
And for the first time in my life, I feel like life is in HD. So I walk out of like the house and I notice things that I never noticed before, like fucking birds and shit. You know what I mean? And leaves.
I always wondered why he hated nature so much. And I realized like he hasn't seen anything. He hasn't even noticed a tree in years.
Yeah.
Well, you needed it. You needed like the down for the up. You know, I mean, as cheesy as that sounds.
Yeah.
You kind of needed it. I don't know.
Yeah, I did.
You were colorblind, and now you see colors.
Yeah.
You put on those glasses.
New pair of glasses.
Have you seen those glasses that gives people, they can see colors they have?
Oh, yeah.
Best videos. Like best videos.
Or when babies can't hear, and then they hear their mom's work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Especially when an old man does it.
Oh, my God. His whole life. He's been racist.
There's this one video that I just saw last week.
What if somebody wasn't racist and now they see color and they become a racist?
You look different from me. Get out.
Get out of here. You're my wife. Fuck. And the kids are off to move out. You know what I mean?
Because now
we can
like,
see.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that? Those glasses called? There's a name because I want to do a shout out
something
to the company.
Chrome something.
Yeah, Chrome Minds.
But there was this the video I watched last week was sort of a kid putting on the glasses in front of his whole classroom.
I saw that one. They're like, look at the map. Look at the map.
And he was trying to be cool about it because his friends were around. So he was like, wow, wow. And all of a sudden you just saw his like cheeks start to shiver and he just had a full scale
tears just running down their face.
And chroma. And chroma glasses.
And chroma, yeah.
Even like videos like that, I never, you know, like when a dog mates a soldier, you know, the soldier's
been
gone for a year.
Oh, yeah, when they've been gone for a while.
So good.
They go crazy. Before I'd be like, I would like kind of go past it in a, if it's on my like queue, whatever. But now I watch and I tear. I feel like I've become a human again.
I have a question, but this is kind of dark and intense.
Go ahead.
I think about this all the time because like I have my own stuff with my parents and like the stuff that I'm dealing with now. And I feel like sometimes parents can be like oppressive in a way where we kind of become the people we are to deal with them.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've released a lot because of a lot like with stuff with your dad?
Man, it's so funny that you just fucking said that. And I promise you, I'm not going to go into detail. I promise you because she just fucking brought it up. Right?
I'm sorry.
So
I'm just haven't
it's
seen
great.
You.
It's great that you say that. I have to say this, that my parents changed through time. But the first 20 years of my life was a nightmare. An utter nightmare. And I cannot fucking believe I survived that bullshit. And I'm so proud of myself in this sense that I could have done so many bad things with my life, you know, like become a murderer or been an arsonist or, you know, be somebody that likes fire. Is that, what is that person called?
That's right.
What is that person called?
Arsonist. It's a pyromaniac.
Pyromaniac. Is that what it is?
Pyromaniac.
Pyromaniac. But I could have done all these things, but I had one skill set. The only thing I knew how to do was to get a laugh. And for some reason, that calling made me survive. But so without comedy, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
Because I would have no options, I don't think. But I survived a lot of traumatic fucking things, and I've been dealing with it, and that's all I kind of want to talk about. But
yeah, and you got a house on the hills now, baby.
Yeah,
it's like fancy. This is a fancy area.
Everyone's been saying that.
I know people. You know what's?
I was like,
I mean, here's the thing, dude. It's like I'm not Eric Dane or You know, you know, a fancy actor. No, I love him.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Love him.
Is he available or what's up?
But I think
he is. I'm on celibate right here. Oh, by the way. Yeah, we can talk about that.
I want to hear all about that.
Oh, me, 2-3 weeks, no porn, no masturbation.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Get that Tao energy.
Yeah.
Reserve
but
it.
But it's like, it feels funny down there.
Yeah, I don't even have a pussy anymore. I think it's closed. I don't, like, the hymen is hard. I'm like,
wait,
yeah.
why did you choose to, why the celibate?
I didn't mean to cut you off. I started reading this book about, like, reserving your, like, Tao energy, having Tao energy. And then also I just, like, didn't have time to date. And then I decided to get off all the apps.
Wow.
It was just taking a lot of my energy. And I was, like, chasing these, like, hot dudes who didn't care about me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, now but I feel people too much.
You went crazy back in the day. You fucked a Korean. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was for a while who lived in a van. Yeah, so, yeah. That was cool. Shout out.
She fucked a homeless Korean man in a van.
He's not homeless. He has a house now. I walked into his closet. I was like, where was all this stuff before? All right. Storage. All right.
He was cute. I met him.
But yeah, my lowest low was I was with my showrunner celebrating, got super drunk, and took home this guy that I had met at a warehouse what are they called? Like hardware store.
It's called Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
He worked at like a Home
Depot. You fucked a Home Depot guy.
And he made a copy of my key, and the keys didn't work. So I was like, you're not even good at your shit. Still took him home.
Right.
He showed up at the improv. I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, you texted me. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So drinking is not for me. Not my.
But you know what? I feel like this is your time. Yeah. And for you to reserve your energy and to focus all your shit on this is pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to, like, this feels like the thing I've always waited for. Like, you know, other jobs you do them and you're like, oh, I hope I don't get fired tomorrow. I'm like, no, this is like, I have something to bring to this. Like, I'm psyched about it. And it's been cool.
It's also, I'm sorry to say, but it's your skill set too.
Yeah.
Because you're a great actress, right? And you're a great stand-up. But I believe that some comics can't do that.
Yeah, I like to believe that too.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. I the reason why I would never pursue talk soup or soup or
the soup,
however you say it.
Oh my god,
talk soup.
Doesn't matter. You
it
know,
does.
You,
it's the name.
I
of
know,
it.
I know, but they know what it is. It's gonna
they
be on.
They do.
Yeah, it's gonna be promoted.
Soup. Yeah, it's very.
So who gives
promoted.
A fuck, man?
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
When people go, oh, we love you on, we loved you on Breaking Up Together. It's like whatever.
Nobody says that.
I know, because no one's ever said I love you on Splitting Up Together. My point is that if they did, I'd be like, that's no big deal.
Whatever.
I'd be psyched.
Although at the airport, where like I got for the first time, I got recognized from what?
Magnum.
And I.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
By like a 90-year-old man.
I still remember when we were together and some guy goes, I love you in Living Color. And then he started singing the In Living Color.
Oh my God. Oh
and you
God.
Were like, stop, let's go. Let's go. Get your bags.
But
let's
that,
go.
But that's, you know, I got used to that.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I've been on something. People think that I'm a different guy all the time. And I think that's another thing that I took from me coming out of this new phase is that because I did heavy counseling and therapy sessions.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of self-hatred.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm what? Shame.
Shame. When you're a kid that's beat, like you can be the most seemingly confident person, but that's just seemingly.
But also it's also like having to love the person that does bad things to you brings you a lot of shame and guilt. Like when I deal with my family, like my dad's a different guy now too, but like I have a lot of things from growing up that I feel like resentments that I haven't worked through, and then I have a lot of guilt.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I have a lot of guilt because I have a very short fuse with my mom.
Same.
I'm very impatient, and I cannot, for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why I treated her differently than others. I'm like, why am I so mean to her? And no matter if she is Mother Teresa now, which she is, she's a wonderful human, the emotional imprint from her beating me as a kid is still there. I haven't worked it out. And that I'm always going to feel defensive and rageful towards her.
Right.
To some
so we're
degree.
Not going
to
have kids, right? Is what we all agreed?
Although, no.
Really? I'm feeling that like hardcore.
Give me that guy.
Save him.
I was saving him. Yeah, put him back.
Put him back. We're saving him.
Put him back.
But I saw Honey Boy and I walked out and I was like, I'm never having kids.
All right.
I haven't seen it yet. That's
so
Shia, right?
Good. Fuck the mic. I'm so sorry. I was like,
what? Yeah. What's Honey Boys?
Honey Boy is a movie that Alma, the director, Byron Bowers' girlfriend, this beautiful director named Alma, she directed this movie with
Shia
LaBeouf. And it's about his dad and him when he was like 13 years old, and his dad was like a stage dad.
I know his dad.
And like he was like a clown, and like
he did open mics with me back in the
day. Holy shit! And it's like just about like the abuse he went through, and it's like I don't know how real or you know like how
It is. Things it are, is that real, I think.
It feels really, really real, and it's brutal. It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
You know,
it's beautiful.
My childhood was brutal, too. And but here's the thing. I was mad at my mom when I was at this place, but I did work on her and her history and why she does the way she does and her trauma and what she went through. And once I had a better understanding about her history and that she did the best she could under the circumstances, married to my dad was a leg up for her, right? A guy that used to beat her, right, is a leg up. So I was able to find some sort of sympathy, you know, and love for her. And so so I think that's a little different. But
I want to get there. I want to feel that. I want to be able to offer people grace in that same way that you've been able to.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my rage is just bubbled over in the last couple months when for so long I thought I had reconciled with all these feelings.
Me too. It's all coming
out.
Trying
to be like pragmatic and trying to say, oh, hey, you know, like I'm adult enough to make sense of my own mother's trauma. But the truth is like that it sits in my chest so heavy and I haven't been able to feel joy in so long around someone that I love so deeply.
Yeah.
That I love so deeply, but I don't feel joy around that person. And it's such like a
Do I have
weird...
like a lot of anxiety? I just found out some recent things about her childhood too that were like, well, really crazy for me.
Yeah.
I'm and still like kind of going through it. Like, what?
And my poor mother had a worse childhood than me.
Exactly.
Right. Wait, 50 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine was very. I had a good upbringing as far as like, you know, I was never beat, but there was like some. I think things just brought me that pulled me down, kept me down, kind of verbally.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's why I found the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
because it felt like home to me.
That's
an abusive
your home
environment, and it felt like
you have a fucking problem.
But I didn't really have like an abusive environment growing up, but it just felt like kind of this like comforting place. Like when Tommy was like, "You're not cool," I'm like, "Dad, I need this."
You know, also what I learned is a word is to be the opposite word of shame is being authentic, right? So I'm trying to be mindful.
Your authentic self.
Yeah. Who I was born to be, because I was carved by the experience that I have and all the things that the way I punish myself when I make a mistake, and I really do punish myself, and all those little things that have sprung up in my life, the rage that I have, right, over note because of a parking space, right, is all directly correlated. So I'm just working those things through. I know this is a comedy podcast, and I know
we're getting a little deep,
but we're here to celebrate Jade's job that she
this
just got.
The soup.
Yeah.
You know how we celebrate that over here? We jog trauma.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But it's the best way. And you know what? Some people never go through this.
Yeah.
Imagine. They go their entire lives. They never even think about why they are the way they are or they do the things they do.
Yeah.
It's cool that we get to do it. We're rich enough to be Zen. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Like we don't work like 9 to 7 at home.
You could be
tired.
Zen even if you don't have money.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not rich.
Yeah.
But like it's that thing where, you know, we have we're lucky enough to get to
observe. We live in a society where we have places that we can go and but there are places like in Russia. There's a saying. This is how much rage Russians have. If you hit me with a feather, I'll hit you back with a tank.
Jesus.
Right. That's how men are raised. So imagine emotions that human beings have naturally, like sadness, you know, empathy, you know, all those things that they can only, because of manhood, focus on 2 or 3 emotions, which is anger, right? Pride, you know, those kind of things. It's not helpful at all.
Yeah.
So it's like we live in a society where we have places where we can go and deal with these things. And, but this is a comedy podcast, then. Jade and the Soup. Jade and the Soup. But it's so funny that because I'm on a show and Joe McHale just did it.
Which one?
I'm on a show called Game On.
Wait, what is it?
It's not out. It comes out in March. And it's basically me and Rob Gronkowski. You know who that is?
Yeah. You're saying his name.
What?
Gronkowski?
Rob Gronkowski's.
Multiple.
He's my friend.
There's two of them.
There's two.
Right. Anyway, Rob Gronkowski and I are teammates.
Yeah.
Right? And we compete against every week.
Yeah.
Against Ian Carmel.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Venus Williams.
Oh, my God. So, oh, I have heard about this.
Yeah. So
I have a
we.
Who's
so,
on this.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Right.
Yeah.
So it's. And then we have a third teammate. So we get like. Kevin Nealon was on my team.
Oh, brilliant.
I had Ronda Rousey on my team.
That's so great.
But you're competing with each other. And let me say something. I want to show my physical comedy skills, but also I'm competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm climbing the slimy walls.
Oh, I love it. I wish I got to do it. Is it done?
Yeah, I just shot it.
Oh, man.
But let me say
there.
Something. 100%, because when it comes back,
yeah,
they hear, because, you know, James Corden is my producer and stuff.
Amazing.
So, like, I can, you know, and Ben, and I can probably suggest you, and they would hire you right away. I would love you. I would love you on my team. Yeah, we do gymnastic routines and all kinds of stuff, man. But, that's the new show coming out. CBS, Game On.
Woo!
And Keegan-Michael Keyes is hosting.
Oh, he's so great.
So, you know, the show is, you know, on the surface, but it's
he does so much. When does he do it all? He's on everything. He's such a nerd. He knows everything.
Not only does he know everything, he's so multifaceted.
He's like a Shakespearean actor. He can do it all.
He's so good. One take everything.
Yeah, he's so,
so
good. And he's so prepped.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is so good. And honestly, I don't think I would have done it ultimately if he hadn't called me.
Such a powerhouse production, though.
Yeah, that's
with
why,
all those people.
That's why I had to do it.
Yeah. You're so busy. It's so good. You wanted to be doing more TV stuff. It's good that we're not happy doing the road all the time.
Well, you spent 10 years on the road.
Yeah.
It can wear on you. And you know, there are people like that are kind of like, I don't want to call them out, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
There's a Carlos Mencia who I think is a great performer. He really is one of the best performers I've ever seen. And, you know, I know that he wants to get back on TV and this and that. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to do that. So it's cool. But you know what? I really want to take care of myself, and that's the first time I've ever said that.
I think
that's so
being
great.
Home is taking care of yourself. That's why I like when you're home, you're generally happier, more balanced. When you have to get on the road, you're such a difficult person that day.
It's hard to say no, too. Yeah. Like when you're a comic, I don't know if it's, I think we have similar brains where it's like, but if I say no, then they'll want me for anything else. And then, and then ultimately you're not doing anybody any service because you're like, tired and you're not doing anything good. Being home is hard for comics, I think.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I'm going to be home for Christmas. It's the first time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Are your parents going to be both there?
They're going to be in Virginia. I went for Thanksgiving. I did a lot of Virginia things. I went to the Blessing of the Hound.
But they're
what's the Blessing of
what's
the
that,
Hound?
What is that?
You're not interested?
No, I'm totally interested. What is it?
You go at like 7 in the morning, you start drinking, and you go to the field, and there's all these hounds and all these horses, and they've dressed up the horses really nice. And they basically can't fox hunt. It's illegal. So there's a person that at 6 a.m. is running through the woods with this rag with fox smells on it. So then the hounds chase it for like an hour.
And you could shoot them with shotguns? What?
No. The people are just on horses chasing them.
Wait,
that's it.
With shotguns?
No shotguns allowed.
What's the point then?
It's just to bless the hounds to get them ready for the hunt season.
Oh, but training.
I did wake up to shotguns every day that I was in Virginia.
Reminds me, I used to go to my friend Michael's house and we used to do those dog things that we did with Michael Vick. It was
what?
So fun. Yeah, we.
Dog fighting?
Yeah.
That's different, Bobby.
It's different?
Yeah,
oh,
they're
fuck.
Just both dogs.
I lost twice, so I never went back.
Yeah.
But,
would nail dogs to trees. Do you know that?
That's horrible.
Who would?
He would drown them.
Oh, my God.
For losing.
This
for
is a dark like, episode.
No,
I was
it's
ready
not.
To do a sweet.
Because the soup.
Yeah!
No.
Game on.
Game on! We're doing it.
I was the other day in the main room, and I like kind of couldn't remember any jokes, like not a single one. So I did this thing where I do this new thing where I sit on a guy's lap, and I'm like hitting on him kind of, and I'm like, let me look at your phone. Let me look at your phone. And I'm just, and then I felt like you. I was like, I felt like, you had taken over my soul. Like I have these moments sometimes where I feel like because I looked up to you for so long and I've been on the road with you for so long that you like take over me.
Imagine if that, if that was real, like where you spend enough time with somebody where you temporarily become possessed by
their spirit.
I feel like comics that work together do have these isms. Like sometimes I'll see Kevin do something that's really similar to me or vice versa. Yeah. Like I think we kind of morph like together. It's weird.
Also, I only choose a certain type of person to open for me, and they're all generally people that are in my wheelhouse of communication and the way we do things. Like, yeah. I love Sebastian Maniscalco, but I wouldn't have a Sebastian open for me, I don't think.
Right.
Because it just the style is, you know, weird. But like you, I've heard you fart. Mm-hmm. You could take shit in front of me.
Yeah.
The first time I ever got on BuzzFeed is because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember BuzzFeed?
What'd you guys do for BuzzFeed?
Yeah, because when she was on stage, and this is back when people didn't lock their phones.
Yeah.
And I just
still don't lock yours.
I know, fuck it. But I took her phone and I posted things on her thing.
Uh-huh.
Of me, like, did I show my asshole on your
Twitter? And then it was like, random comedian girl got assaulted by Bobby Lee. And I'm like, what? You can't even give me a fucking shout out with my name?
Right, I think they put my handle on
everything. And then it was like, yeah, it's really funny. I don't know, it's fun to like finally do something where people give you a little bit of respect. That's what it feels like. For so long, you're kind of just there being like, what about me? And they're like, not you, you know? And then now, feels like a little bit people hear me a little more. And so I just hope people fucking like the show.
You know
what? I feel the pressure.
But you know what, Jade? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because the climate that you're in is different than it was when Joel McHale was doing it.
Yeah.
There's so much competition out there. That's why I'm doing four things, because you have to do four or five things, because back it's equivalent to doing one thing 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's how crazy. Many people,
yeah, I met Hal Sparks finally. I was so psyched, and then he was like, "Always be three jobs ahead." That was like his advice. He was like, "Always think three jobs ahead, like always really like think three jobs
no,
ahead."
No, no.
And I was like, no, I think there's something to that. Like, this connects to this, that connects to that. Like, you kind of are always, like, putting that little fishing rod out there, being like, what can I catch, you know?
What's Doogie Howser's name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick.
Neil Patrick.
I can say it better that way. Well, Neil, you know, one time I saw him in an interview about the analogy of, like, show business, right? We're out there in the, like, surfing, and we're all waiting for a wave, and some waves are longer than other waves.
Yeah.
But you have to enjoy being out there.
Yeah, I'm enjoying surfing a little bit.
Right.
Finally, yeah.
But you have to enjoy even when you're not on a wave and just out there, enjoy just the whole vibe of surfing. That's part of it, right?
Yeah, I have a hard time with that. Staying still is difficult for me.
I know it is. It's very difficult for me too.
Yeah.
And this is something I'm learning.
There was a whole switchover, like they fired all the execs at E after we had found out. I found out about this in June. So, and I haven't told anybody.
Wow.
I told a few people. But, I didn't tell, you know, I didn't put it on social media. And then they fired all the execs, and I didn't think it was happening. And for like 2 weeks, my reps just got crying phone calls. Like,
from you?
My life. Yeah. Like, what is happening? My life.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy that it all came together. And now it's like everyone on the team's so strong because it's such a tiny team. And I just want people to come out. Like, I'm scared to go on the road now and then nobody comes. So I just want people to come out.
I honestly believe that this is a shift for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything about it. Like, I didn't ask you, why you on this podcast, because you've been on this podcast. This is your third time?
This is my second time, but I have to say, I get a lot of messages about being on the show. You guys have the best fans. Like, everyone's like, when are you on Tiger Belly again? I'm like, I gotta get a show.
Yeah.
I did it. I text them all the time. I'm like, guys, the soup is coming out. I want to announce it on your show.
Of course.
So that's what I wanted.
But you're, even if you aren't on the fucking thing,
mm-hmm.
you're always invited here because you have, okay. That's my fucking point, Jade. If you fucking listen, you skinny face.
Oh my God, thank God. You were being too sweet
nature.
And I was getting like nervous. I was like, this is
dude,
weird.
Dude, also buy a forehead now.
Oh my God, my forehead is like,
that's not a forehead, bro.
Look how tiny it looks next to it.
I know.
God.
Yeah. It's like eyebrows and then the top of your head. Like, what
it's
the fuck is going
tiny.
Up there?
It's not
that tiny. And also, listen to me right now, dude.
I'm taking a photo of
Clint. Dude.
It looks so pretty. Yeah.
Look at this, your face. So pretty.
Thank you so much.
If you're a bird of paradise.
Like the plant?
No, there's beautiful birds.
They have tiny hats.
And Papua New Guinea, that's their national bird.
Yeah.
Wow, that's such random knowledge to have.
It is, right?
We watch Planet Earth.
Oh, I love Planet Earth. Mm. Anytime I see you guys, I just feel like you're in Hawaii. You've just been in Hawaii so much. You free dive like 20 feet. I don't know how you do it. Do you
rebirth, and then come back.
Someone last week, I think when we had Brian Callen on, I honestly thought that I was looking really pretty that day, and I got a barrage of messages after that, like, you're looking so pale and sickly. Who? Like, what the fuck? I thought I looked so pretty.
I hate when you think, and then they're like,
I know.
No.
I blame George, your color correction. It's gotta...
Yeah.
When we go, I'm not kidding you, when we go ocean diving, and you did a little head tilt, and that's fucking rude.
No, I'm trying to remember.
Wait,
when
Jade,
did you,
go you
ocean
scuba.
Diving.
We're supposed to scuba.
I know, I want to scuba. I do scuba. I want to scuba with you guys.
Anywho, fuck you.
Fuck me, okay.
When she goes in the water and her mutant sister, and your sister's a mutant.
Are you talking about Jenna or your actual Kuinda. Sister? Oh, your actual sister.
Yeah.
And they free dive. It's like, I want to go down with them, but it's like they go down so low.
You have to practice it. Your lungs expand over time. I mean, they literally like, it's muscle memory.
It's not even fucking human.
I know, it's crazy. She has gills.
Yeah, it's like incredible.
Have you scuba dived? I think it might be good for you.
He hasn't. He's never.
I think it might be good for you.
I took the class. Bitch.
Wait, are you certified?
You need to scuba.
Rewind.
Because think about this.
Lady.
Yeah, I don't like
beautiful
it.
Beautiful lady.
Yeah, call me bitch. It feels right.
Hey, bitches, listen, bitches, okay? I don't care.
Honestly, I'm not like a really like calm, like, let's do this. Like, I did it the first day. I thought I was drowning the entire day. Like, and I was like, no water. And they're like, you still have air? And I was like, I do. And they're like, don't ever do that again.
On your first dive, did you use up a lot of oxygen?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm out of oxygen. I'm out of oxygen. And they were like, were you out of oxygen? And I was like, it's a full tank. And they're like, you could fuck us all up if you do that again. So don't do that again.
And you know how like this means up and not okay.
Right.
So you
have that's, why that's why I'm always like this. This means you're okay. So I'm like, this
Shaka.
Is, you know.
When you said oxygen, it brought me up a little story. I'm going to say we might have to cut it out. But
what?
Do you know who April Macy is?
I know the story. The airplane story?
Yeah. That's the best story.
You're going to have to cut this story.
I don't know the story.
I might have to cut it, but I'm going to say the story. I don't care. Because Shema used to be my roommate.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
So Shema Tosh and April Macy used to if you saw one, you see the other. They would dress exactly the same.
Okay.
And they had that kind of relationship. So they were doing some sort of tour in China. It's an all women tour. I think Sarah Tiana was there and a couple people, but April and Shema was sitting next to together on this military flight. But they lost the plane was going down. Straight down. One of the engines failed.
Oh my God, how scary.
That's terrifying.
So scary.
Bad. Yeah.
So they're going down, right? And the oxygen mask came down, right? And April's one came down, but Shema's didn't. So April put hers on, right? And Shema goes, I can't breathe. And the April Macy goes like this and turns away from her. Right, and then when
nothing
the and then the, when the planes
more.
And the plane elevated and everything was fine. You know what I mean? April takes out and she was like, "What the fuck?" Right, and they never. That's it.
Oh,
I
the
think
friendship
that's a,
was
that's
done.
A friendship
done.
Ender for sure.
It's a done.
Because oh, even wow. like,
why wouldn't you share your mask?
Because even when you're diving, we've done this before when we were younger and really reckless and stupid and diving into Philippines, but we could only afford one tank. Oh, we would go down with a regulator and trade regulators.
That
and it was
so
fucking
nervous.
Stupid, but we wouldn't go that deep, but you could do that. She could have given her
she could have given her the mask back. Just a little bit.
Don't put the rubber band on, just hold it
hold
with your
it
mouth
back.
And just put it on your
her.
Friend's mouth, right? But I just
but
realized.
But they do say, do your mask before you do others.
I know.
This is what they say.
Mm.
But how about this?
She could have at least tried to
she
reach for an existing
mask. She could have given her another
mask.
And I say this, next time if I was a millionaire, if I was with a girl, I would purposely set it up. So that we go down and see if my girlfriend would share the mask.
Oh my God.
And if she doesn't share the mask, she's not the one for you.
Prenup. Of course she would.
But considering how much trauma we've all endured collectively, guess what? We're all going to freeze. We're no one's going to have a mask on. We're just going to die.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
All right, fucking Debbie Downer. What the fuck?
The soup.
What the fuck, baby? It's so dark.
But honestly, you guys need to hook me up with somebody because I feel like Michael was a great first choice. Really got me
Michael.
Going. Really
Michael
opened the doors for me.
Rosenbaum?
Rosenbaum?
Rosenbaum is great.
Who's
okay.
Love him.
And he loved you a lot.
Love him. We are great.
I have a lot of single friends that are very available and handsome.
I like long hair.
Are you really into looks?
I'm
you like
well,
hot boys.
I do like hot young boys that yeah. are like kind of
how about
useless.
This? I have a
or women.
I have something I want to throw in the
right.
basket.
Yeah.
And I hung out with him last night.
Is it Blake from Workaholics? Because I'm into it.
Ashton Holmes.
I don't know who that is.
Cute as fuck. Great
Wait,
actor.
Is that the blonde guy from the parking lot?
What parking lot?
He's really good friends with Ashley.
Ashley Hamilton?
Yeah. Is that
Maybe.
The guy?
Look it up.
Okay, I'm looking
but
him
up. But he's available. He's cute as fuck. And
but he's an actor. I don't want
he
to.
Not really. No, he's not.
No actors then?
He's not. Oh, so no actors.
Yeah,
no
because
comedians.
I feel like one hit chopper.
Oh, yeah. I know a guy that works at fucking Best Buy in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Come on, lady.
No,
what the fuck are you going to date then,
Well,
lady?
I know, but that's the thing. I want to date somebody who's like builds furniture or something like that.
Oh, yeah. A Jesus type.
Yeah.
A carpenter.
Yeah. He's good with his hands. And he might have a tiny farm with some herbs in it.
Right.
Yeah.
We should tap into the HGTV talent then.
Oh, that's a great idea. But I feel like those guys sometimes are like maybe buy and don't tell people.
Yeah, you know I don't say tiny farm. I say Jade's forehead farm.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. What's
Thank
his
you.
Name
it's
again?
It's a little play on words. I don't know. Ashton, it didn't work, but let's Ashton, move on.
Ashton Holmes?
Yeah, cute as fuck.
I got to look.
Hey,
talented
who is
guy.
This guy? All right, it's uploading while I...
Upload it, man.
It's the same guy that I'm talking about from the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's
a parking lot guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute. He's super cute.
You like
he's
long
cute.
Hair, though.
He's not really my type. He's a little white for me.
Oh, so now it's getting very specific
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, because I dated a white guy, a white comedian for 8 years. I don't need to repeat that. I did it.
All right, so you want Brazilian? What do you want flavor-wise?
Oh, yeah, Brazilian's good.
Because you're Brazilian?
Asian guys, too. I'm not going to lie. Like, that Korean guy really switched things up for me, Peter. He's so hot.
Who do we know who's like a...
Peter, I want to say something to you right now.
Oh my God, he's going to love this.
Peter. What's his last name?
Okay.
Because I met him before.
Jang.
We're friends.
Jiang.
Peter Jiang.
Yeah.
Can you show me a picture?
Yes.
He's so cute.
Beautiful.
Peter. I want to say something right now, dude.
And I can never
This girl it. Right here, dude, would have never fucked an Asian person in her whole life, but you broke her cherry. And let me say something to you right now. We are going to build a statue of you, a little one, here in this fucking thing. We're going to put it on this thing, man.
Here's Peter Jang.
That's not
yep,
him.
That's him. That's him. It says Peter Jang.
Killing the game, Peter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he lived in a van, that fat
He has a girlfriend now. He has a house, a girlfriend.
Oh
They're doing
God,
really
Jade.
Well. He's beautiful.
I know, he's cute. I know.
He's gorgeous.
I met him. He's cute, man.
Well, let me see.
I met him, babe. I know you fucked up. Why did you choose
Is he a model?
You had options,
he's a model,
babe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a model. But you know what?
You know what?
He was ready to settle down. I wasn't ready. This is girl, you know? His girl's real cute.
He only put half her face on.
Well, he puts full faces on another photo.
Oh, okay.
That's a tear drift from her eye.
No, I don't know. There's something to the celibacy. I feel like fucking, I feel strong. I feel ready. Like,
I feel energetic.
Good.
I feel energetic.
Yeah.
And I feel vibrant.
Yeah, me too. The colors are brighter and I'm not even on mushrooms.
Yeah. And here's, when I say... I'm going to say something to everyone right now. When I say life in HD, what I mean is this. The other day, I saw a red bush.
Like, wow. What's that?
Woman?
Santino?
Oh, yeah.
Santino's bush?
No, I was hanging out with Carrot Top. Yeah, he showed me his pubes. No, I'm kidding.
He doesn't have any pubes. You know,
I know.
That thing is full.
I know. Because
he looks like a serial.
He probably
actor.
Has a freckly dick.
Yeah, and steroids fucking probably just fucked up his
baby
pubes.
Fucking
yeah.
Soft dick, you know?
But anyway, I saw a red bush that was actually floral, like a floral bush.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And normally I would, oh, this sounds so cheesy. We have to cut this out. It's so cheesy.
No, do not cut this out.
But it was in Arizona. So I walked out of a therapy session and I felt like, and it was a really good one. And I looked around and I went, wow, everything's more crisper. And then I walked by a red bush and I decided to be mindful and just be curious about it. So mm-hmm. I looked at it. And I saw, this is so cheesy.
I love this.
Four red petals and then this pink and white. The nectar, what's that little stick thing that sticks out with the nectar?
The stem?
Like a little, yeah, so it was the leaves and the little thing that sticks out with it, yeah. Where the hummingbird.
The pollen. And
the pollen, right. Yeah.
The pollen stick. That's the official.
Anyway, the leaves had spider-like figurations to it. And then there was three ants who were like trying to get to the nectar and they were all trying to balance onto this little fucking leaf, right?
Yeah.
And I observed them for like 3 minutes and I remember saying to myself, I would have never saw that or witnessed that. And I know to you it sounds cheesy, but when you're blind and you're self-centered and you're just trying to fucking make money and make it and all that stuff, you're blind to the world around you. And I'm 48. My dad died, and I no longer want to live like that. I want to also want to say that I want to have. I knew this was going to happen since I left that fucking place. But I'm so being so fucking new agey. It's fucking bullshit. But
it's not, why do you have to label it as new agey?
I don't know why. Because I'm. This is my new intimate self. Selfless self. And it when it's coming out of my mouth, it feels weird because I used to say, hey, gook, you know what I mean?
It's foreign.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
You've subscribed to the idea that only damaged people can make good art for so long. Mm. And sometimes healthy people can make better art. So don't be afraid of being healthy.
Yeah, you should have levels to your life too. Like, you know, like this, you went through your Picasso blue. Now it's like,
yeah,
you know, this is like after he stopped beating people and then his art got really good.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
You have to have levels and like, yeah, what do you think? Okay, go.
I'm going to finish. Yeah. So yesterday, you know, I had lunch with Santino. I've never had a meal with him in my life. Ugh. And he's a close friend of mine.
Right.
And I want to do more of that with even you. Like I'm.
Wait, why did you say even you?
Because I think we're friends. Out of women, I think I could have a relationship, a real close friendship with Whitney.
Yeah.
I think I could have one with you.
Yeah.
That's like, because I don't ever, I've never seen you as sexual.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I know, I love it. It makes
Jesus
me feel good.
Guys, painful.
No, he's said this to me before. It's why we work.
Yeah, I can't look at Whitney as a, I don't, never
I
seen
her
as sexual.
I saw that thing where she said as a joke she was going to suck your dick. And
yeah, that's why I found that to be funny because there was no truth to it. Yeah. Right? It's crazy, right? Yes,
I see it. It's just like Gilbert and I.
But I feel like
we couldn't do it if we tried.
Right.
We'd be laughing the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still do it.
Yeah.
But it's, I've always kind of, I know this is, I regret this already, but I've always wanted to be closer to you. I think a lot of people that are close to you feel that way.
Yes.
Like, feel like we could never really fully be.
Don't. Know? You're not going to get me. I will not cry for real.
But you know, it's like, your validation means a lot.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Fuck you.
The rage.
All right.
Watch your place. I'd like that clip.
Watch your place in life. All right. Fucking the soup, man.
Cheryl's here.
I love it. Hi, Cheryl.
Cheryl used to be Benji's dog, right?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I took her.
You know, it's so funny.
And I was like, it's over.
In my mind, and I know you guys are good friends, Benji. What's his last name?
Aflalo.
And now you guys are friends, and there's nothing going on. You guys have just been close friends. But I've always thought to me, just in my head, right? Why are you smiling?
I didn't even
I just give you a, because you're saying all this stuff like, find me a guy, this and that. I think there could be guys around you that you haven't considered.
It could be, yeah.
And I think that someone like Benji, who is a great writer, I've always thought that he was a brilliant guy.
I think he's brilliant, but I veto that decision, Jade.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very close friend. You know?
Yeah, you have a close friendship with him. There's a.
He's got a girthy dick.
He does have a girthy dick.
He does.
I know that from
maybe I changed my mind. Then.
Yeah, from fucking fact checking.
Yeah.
And that's hard
information
to come by.
I know this because his brother took a picture of him once getting a blowjob from a girl in high school, and you can kind of see his dick in it.
Yeah. I heard. No, I had early. I heard.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
he
heard.
He might be mad at me for saying that, but.
From several women that I know he has midget vibes about him. Like he's a small guy. He's a small guy. How tall is he?
Midget vibes?
Yeah, he doesn't have midget vibes, though. He doesn't have a big head or anything. Or tiny.
I know, but he's a small Jew.
He's a smaller guy. He's not a tall guy.
Whenever I see someone that's not my ethnicity, my height, I always find it to be a little bordering on dwarfism.
I see.
It's jarring.
That's all.
Yeah.
You know.
But I had a good run on Raya. Like, I dated some hot girls. It was good.
For to help him.
Wait, are you just, would you get into, like, a deep emotional relationship with a woman?
Yeah, I want that. It would be cool. Like, I've been always, I, like, had a couple really cool experiences with women. One girl I dated, I, like, really fell for her, and then I scared her.
How'd you scare her?
She was like, she had mentioned to me that she wasn't very sexual, and then I got drunk and I was like, I want to make you come. And
she's
like,
oh. Oh, really?
Yeah. I freaked her out for sure.
Are you allowed to say that now you're on a network? I mean, television.
Because I talk the same.
Now you're getting in
you're
my
scaring
head.
Her. Look at her.
No. I, what I'm saying to you is that you know, I get.
I know I feel comfortable here, so maybe
I always get worried because. You know, you're around, like when I'm on the Game On, right? And I tell a really edgy joke, like, then in my head I go, don't listen to Tiger Belly.
I know. I get nervous. I did a media cleanup before the show started. A lot of removals.
Did they make you do that?
They didn't, actually. It was really cool. They only asked me to remove four things that were kind of aggressive. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
But then on my own, kind of with the media company, I was like, yeah, I should remove 95% of the butt photos that I have up. Just because I want people to think I'm funny and look at that material instead of jacking off to my butt. You know what I mean? Jack off to my face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But you know what?
Fresh start. You know what? It's because of that SNL guy. He's got us all scared.
Yeah, I know. But that's
us all scared.
We are in a real fucking dangerous fucking area, man.
I don't want to be canceled before I'm even started. You
know?
I don't
want to
offend anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody. All my jokes come from my own insecurity. So that, you know, I just hope people know that.
But when you say that though, that's why these younger people, I have to say this, younger comics, I was at Montreal.
Congrats, by the way. I know you wanted to do that deep down inside and you never admitted it.
That's rude, but that's true.
I did it for the first time too last year or something, the year before last year, so I get it.
And you know, my timing on that was great because I got to host the Dirty Shows, and my shows were Jimmy Carr and fucking, you know what I mean, the biggest ones, and I was hanging with all of them, but I met this guy, Andrew Schultz, who's going to be here tomorrow.
I love Andrew. Yeah.
He's going to be here tomorrow.
I love
and Andrew.
Andrew,
you know, there were people that, agencies that wanted him, and they were like calling me going, talk to him about me. So we were talking at dinner, Andrew and I, and he's like, fuck all that. I don't want an agent. I don't need it.
We have the same manager.
Yeah, he has a manager. Yeah. My point is that these younger people have a different approach to comedy and how to build an audience and all that stuff, and they don't need the affirmation of networks. And I wish I could be like that, but for some reason, I think it's important, but I don't know why.
I'm not like that either. I have a real need for network TV to think I'm important.
Yeah, why is that,
I don't know. I think it's what we grew up watching and kind of worshiping. Mm-hmm. But I definitely it's a validation thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have enough, I'm not gutsy enough to be like, fuck them. Like, I'll do it on my own. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
And the one movie I've watched this movie probably four times.
Which one?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
it. You watched that four times?
Yeah.
Bro.
I haven't seen it once. Wow.
Bro, when I first saw it, I'm like, what the fuck is this movie? This is the worst movie I've ever seen. I asked her. I didn't want to see it. But I've seen that movie four times in a row. It's my Bible.
Do you identify with the Margot Robbie character?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, whoa.
Leo's character.
I got to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
The Leo, I'm not giving any spoilers.
Okay.
But the Leo's character, right, is so fucking funny to me. It's like when he messes up on a line and he beats himself up in a fucking trailer. You fucking loser.
That's me.
Right, that's me. So I relate to that. There's one scene where he's in a scene, he's in a Western scene, and he doesn't know his line, so he interrupts. He goes, I don't know what's the line, right? And he kind of freaks out, right? And the director's just keep going, you know what I mean? And
he's like, I guess.
All those little things, right? And what I also want to say about the movie is it's brilliant because the ending is so fucking amazing to me and funny and incredible and violent and so great that it's the best ending I've ever seen in any movie. I love that fucking movie. I think it's his best movie. It also has the most realist looking 1960s LA.
I heard about that. I heard how incredible the set was. Yeah. I want to see it. It's on my list. Have you seen Knives Out?
Is it good?
It's fucking great.
It's fun, yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be a shitty movie, but I thought it was going to be a holiday movie that you watch with your parents. And I walked out being like, that's one of the best movies I've seen in a while. Parasite?
I was going to, let me talk about Knives Out real quick.
Yeah.
I was going to boycott that movie.
Why?
Why?
Were you going to be in it?
Because of Rian Johnson.
Who's Rian Johnson?
He directed it?
Did Rian Johnson direct it?
I don't think so.
I think he did.
He did?
You know who that is?
Yeah, the guy.
He fucked up The Last Jedi.
Oh, I thought it was for other reasons you're right. That you were
going to
say.
He fucked up The Last Jedi.
See, that's out of my wheel. I don't know.
I looked at Last Jedi and went, I'm never going to watch another Rian Johnson movie again, but now I'm about to fucking watch Knives Out. What the fuck?
Knives Out is so good.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
You know what happened? What? There's three very big pivotal moments. Obviously, I won't say them, but right before they happened, my mom said it, and then my dad said it, and then somebody in the audience said it. It was we're approaching this person, and we don't know who it is, and my mom goes, oh my God, this is another... says the person out loud, and I'm like covering her mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other time, like some big thing happens, and my dad like calls it out, like right out, like. And then somebody in the audience does the third one. I was like, what the fuck? It's like they ruined like these best moments for me in the movie theater.
The third movie. What third movie did you ask me?
Parasite. Mm.
Okay, by you asking me that, it's like asking you.
I know.
You
it's
know
rude.
Who Pele is?
Yeah, of course.
My do you know? In the apartment. Do you know what empanadas is?
That's not a Brazilian thing, yes. Dude. That's a miss.
It's not.
Yeah. That's
do they
not.
Have it there?
Yeah.
About, let me give me another shot then.
Okay.
Do you know what a fucking acai bowl is?
It's kind of an Americanized version of acai.
No, but the Brazilian style is good.
Yeah, it makes you shit quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
You look so thin. I feel like I could pick you up.
22 pounds.
Holy shit.
Not 22. Stop adding 1 pound each day.
Oh, don't worry about
Can
it.
Can I tell you why?
It's 15.
Falling. Okay. Who?
15 pounds.
No.
15
it's
is
not
a lot.
Because when I went to. The place I went to, yeah. They weighed me. I weighed 155.
Oh, oh shit.
So
yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to do the math on that. I think it's close to that.
But you were 175.
I was 175.
Oh yeah, okay.
So
that's
you
a
know,
lot of weight.
I'm fluctuating.
Sorry, I'm wrong. I yeah, apologize.
Apologize.
But yeah, and also but I'm slowly gaining it. And I wanna say this. I had a deep dish pizza last night. Oh, it's from Blackbird. It was the best I've ever had in LA.
Oh, I love deep dish.
It's so fucking
good. You have
good.
To order 45 minutes ahead to give them the time to bake
yeah,
it?
Typically, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love a deep dish. You can order it to your house, one from Chicago. It's like $100.
The Illuminati's?
Yeah. Or Giordano's.
You look
really good.
You look like a winner right now.
Oh, I feel like a fucking winner.
You look like
I feel good.
You look like Champ USA right
I'm
now.
I'm tired. I haven't slept in days, but I'm yeah. Psyched. Yeah.
Oh, your titties are the same. That's great.
Yeah, my tits are going to stay the same.
Good. Don't ever change
yeah, yeah,
them.
Yeah. But my face will get tighter. I can afford it.
Yeah. No,
not too tight.
I honestly, I don't think so because yeah, you
just
have
one
such,
line.
She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, your face is very perfectly symmetrical.
I have a lazy eye.
I know.
No, not like mine. I have a lazy eye.
Yeah, mine sometimes mine's when smaller. I smile, this one's just closed.
Yeah, mine too.
When I'm like tired.
Mine too.
And did we talk about that one documentary we saw on Netflix? We talked about
which
that.
Which one?
What?
The one, Do You Know Who I Am?
Or... Oh, yeah, yeah. We've seen that already. We've talked about this. Like,
can we suggest it to her, though?
If you haven't already seen yeah. it, it's called Tell Me Who I Am.
Is it the one about the twins?
Yes,
he lied
yes,
about
yes,
the growing
yeah.
up. I saw that. I almost watched it the other day. But I'm like really deep diving into Love Island UK.
Oh, my God. I love Love Island.
I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you.
Talk about it.
I watch a lot of intelligent television, but yeah. I need my garbage.
It's
I
just
love
so, you
it.
Know what? I don't like it when people call it lowbrow too much because, like, it's so well produced. It's such an experiment in people hurting. It's so interesting. Like,
people hurting?
Like, hurting, like
oh,
cheap.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
like hurting.
Yeah, hurting,
like,
yeah.
But, like, these people are isolated, okay? They don't have their phones. They're away from their families.
Yep.
Most of these people live with their families
yeah.
still. They're away from their families for, like, 3 months in this little island where they're like, this is what's happening. You know, and they're like, it's just a full, I don't know, it's just, I'm fascinated by it. I think it's an experiment in people.
I just like
do you not
that
like
it's
it?
So, it's just fun. The UK one's the
yeah,
best.
The UK one's the
it's
best.
The only one.
The Australian one is not as good.
Mm-mm.
The UK one is so good. They have these challenges, Bobby. They have to kiss each other. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking, there's so much tension. And then you see them have sex on the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to show you this video.
No, just stop for a second.
No.
Just stop for a second.
Yes.
Okay. I'm willing to try.
You're gonna watch this video.
I'm willing to try.
My stomach.
All the shows.
Wait, what's the one that you kind of sort of
warming fiancé,
up to?
The fiancé one.
Oh, the 90 Day
Fiancé?
Fiancé.
Of course. Oh my God, it is gold. This season, yeah. It's been the best clips have come.
Hold
for
on,
that.
which couple are you into this season?
Jihoon. My stomach is growling. I'm so hungry.
All right. Well then, I have to go to a meeting. So where were we at time-wise?
Over 50.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to show you this video.
I'll show you the show me the fucking video when we're done with this thing. Because we have to do unhelpful advice, and I got to go to a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalilah, and the host of The Soup.
Wait, I've never seen you do that. What the fuck?
I think I've done it in front of you.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Can you say my name with it?
Jay Calaparetto.
Wow.
He's so talented.
This is
the best
female listener. I am 19 years old, college student.
Muhammad, how old?
19.
Okay. 19. I was like, what?
Very fragile age.
19-year-old college student who currently lives at home and works at a part-time job. In 2018, I enlisted in the military but got sent home, and since then I felt completely lost.
Oh, my God.
After being sent home, I became incredibly depressed, and it seems to get to me now, and I've lost caring about anything. In the winter of 2019, I went to college out of state and met some great people, but never met a solid group of friends to cope with being lonely, so I turned to Tinder and Bumble. I met a guy who ghosted me, because anytime some sort of romantic relationship goes well, I freak out and self-sabotage myself by cutting everything off. I was forced to move back home in the summer 2019 due to tuition becoming too expensive, and I now go to community college. Fast forward to now, I've become virtually hopeless and have lost all care for anything. I am failing two classes, I hate myself, and don't know how to actually be hopeful for my future when it seems like I won't have one. I often joke that I don't think I'll live past 25, but in reality, I don't think I will. I guess what I'm asking is, how do I deal with my past failures and stop self-sabotaging myself all the time?
She's still 19?
Yeah.
If she's 19.
I want to feel hopeful about my future, but I don't know how to. Thanks.
I'll say one thing.
We'll call her Miss M.
I'll say one thing. Everything leading up to 19 is not a real failure. Those are just shitty life experiences, but they're not failures. I promise you.
You're not a failure.
Failing happens a little bit later in life.
Miss S.
M.
M.
Miss M.
I'm going to tell you a story, Miss M, that happened to me when I was, I think, 19 or 20. I was living with five people in a two-bedroom apartment on Draper, two blocks away from the Comedy Store in La Jolla. I waken up by my landlord going, there's a guy from Surfer Magazine who's here and he wants to talk to you. So I walk outside and he goes, hey man, I'm Cliff. He had long hair and he goes, I work for Surfer Magazine. I go, okay. He goes, you're friends with Jay Schweikert, right? And I go, yeah. He's my boss at the Panikin, which is where I worked. He goes, I'll tell you this. I'm a photographer at Surfer Magazine. I have a Porsche. I parked it next to John's house, which there was a guy named John that lived next door, and it got towed. In my car is, I have 10 grand in cash and a bunch of weed, dude. It's like, I'll give you 10% of whatever you need. I just don't have the money to get the car out. Can you help me? So I had only $100 in my fucking account, and I got it out. I drove this guy to this pound, but he goes, hey, pull over to this apartment, but my sister lives here and I gotta grab something. So he runs into the apartment, and I, like an idiot, sit out there and for like 30 minutes, and then I go, what the fuck? Something's, and I go in, and I see that the front gate is open, but the back gate is open. He left, right? With all my money, right? So I was like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. I have nothing, right? So I go back to the Panikin, and I go to Jay Schweikert, the guy that he mentioned. I tell him what happens, and he goes, that happened to me, from the same guy. Right? That was his thing. And that's the age when I had no money, no future. I didn't have comedy. I was lost and I wanted to kill myself and I couldn't get any pussy. I had to go to fucking Tijuana to get pussy. It was sad.
Let me tell you, I think that we should probably, the only way to help her is to tell her what we were doing, how useless we were when we were 19.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going to tell you, I was a dumb drunk at 19. I went to college on a full ride. I was forced to redshirt a year. I had no home to go back to because my father was dying and my mom had no money and she had to go live somewhere else. I then went from being a swimmer training for the Olympics to being a dumb fucking drunk with no money and no foresight, no care for the world. And it somehow you just gotta will yourself out of the blue somehow, however which way. And I promise you things will start looking up. But to be in a shitty place at 19, I promise you is okay.
No, it needs to be down. You need to be down because that's why we're all here. Because we were down. Like,
what were you like when you were 19?
I moved out to LA like right after college with like $120,000 in student loan debt.
Oh my God.
Very
what
responsible.
Were you doing? Pre-med?
Yeah, I went to Emerson. It was like 52 grand a year.
Oh my
Jesus.
Yeah. And didn't have a job. Was trying to do anything I could. Like, didn't have anything, and then I eventually got literally a job waitressing at the bartending at the Comedy Store, and that was my first gig. And
that was horrible must have been for terrible. 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you need all that shit. Nobody's interesting who has a pleasant life. But the thing is, like, killing yourself, no fun in that, dude.
No.
And then the ride stops.
You can't even see what could have been. Mm. It just stops.
I promise you, it's going to get better. And I call it the phoenix. You get reborn. You will one day get reborn, and you'll feel like a different person. And you'll go, wow, that was silly, what I went through 6 years ago, right? But I'm glad that happened because it motivated me to be a tool shop owner.
I have an exercise that helped me come out of depression whenever I'm really, really depressed. Like trying to not say negative things out loud as an exercise. Like when people go like, how's your day? Even though your day was really shitty, you're like just saying something positive about the day. Like never say anything negative out loud. I think
No. I love doing it.
It helped me. I know, me too, but it helped.
At Starbucks, if they go, how's your day? I go, it's fucking terrible. My dad just died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's comedic. It's comedic for you. You got to trick yourself into being positive.
You're right.
I think it helps.
I'll try.
It helps. But like little notes around the house, like that really helps me. Like mm-hmm. Even now, like in my shower, it says the soup is going to be a huge hit. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you it is. And I want to say this, that you do have a forehead.
Oh my God.
And I
want to
say that you don't look like a paradise bird.
Wow. But
that's you look all I like have. A human. Right? Like a pygmy human. Like the face. The face is pygmy-ish.
Miss M, help me. I need you. You got this, dude.
Listen, Jade, I love you so fucking much. Congratulations. We will promote even more, not on it. We love you. We've considered you family here, so you can always come back. And, you know, I think it's going to be great. And I want to say, when you become big, just don't forget about the little people. Okay?
Okay.
Give him a round
of applause. Like Benji, because he's a wife.
Give Jade a round of applause, everybody. We love you so fucking much.
Hey, any tour dates?
Fucking much. Yeah, New my York? Tour dates are on my website, jadecatapretta.com. I'm out all year. I have dates by myself.
That's great.
I'm going to ask for help on who should feature for me.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Very excited. And yeah, check out the suit.
You will. They will. I love you.
Next year. Love you guys. Bye.